And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Okay, Donna's going to send Jim and Jessica pictures of some of the domes that we've done and just the structure. And one of them is a 28-foot. It's you go in different phases. You have one phase, it's kind of like triangle, and then two phase, and it's, you know, good for, like, you know, chicken coops and stuff. Three phase, you're starting to get, you know, you're getting some firmness there. And four phase is like, man, you drive SUVs on the top. So, you know, a four phase dome and 3/4-inch conduit, man, that's, you know, probably where we're starting at. And I think that's what I'm going to do. We're going to get a big one, and we'll take care of business, and we'll do it. And Bob Anderson, the one that was encouraging us to get you on, he is, and they're staying over for another segment. Hell, we'll keep him forever. No matter. I want to talk about this stuff. So Bob designed that and did it for, he was going to make a garage out of it, and it's sitting there. And the thing is, though, is that these are light enough that you got two, you know, strong men, or a man and a Jessica that's been out, you know, lifting dirt all summer. You know, you can lift the whole thing by yourself, certainly three people, and the 3/4-inch or the four phase, and just lift the whole thing and just move it. You know, it's, you build it and you go, okay, where you want it? I don't know, figure it out, and you can go move it yourself and dig a hole, and you just put it over that. So you can erect these things, I mean, without it covered, you know, and then, but they're so strong. And where we got it from is what they were using this technique to build these at Burning Man. Well, what we originally did, you take the conduit, we were putting it on an anvil and a sledgehammer and drilling it and then sanding it. And I go, screw that, man. I think for freaking, it was like five of us working 5 days to build, I think, three domes. And I'm going, nope, nope. Now we can punch out a dome from conduit to being ready to put together within a few hours. This is rock and freaking roll. And the conduit, I don't know how expensive it is now. Donna, take a look. You know, tell me how much half-inch EMT conduit 10-foot lengths are a piece now at, like, Lowe's or something. So we're doing 16-foot three-phase domes for like $200. You know, and the reason we did 16-foot is because with the lengths of conduit, it would, you used up a full 10-foot. That was the most you can get. You get a lot of efficiency, so you're not, like, you know, having a bunch of extra that, you know, you didn't use it all up. But it also is that when you do a 5/8 dome, which is a little bit more than half of a sphere, you can, a 6-foot man can stand right next to the wall, and as it starts to curve, it just almost, you know, hits your head. So you're getting the full square footage. You get 200 square feet for this, and it's in the round, and we put sinks in and did for our aquadome, all kinds of stuff, and we're loving it. We're digging it. Now, we're, you know, making larger ones. We have some up in Washington State at a farm of friends they have up there that they have it as a cabin. They put it on a concrete slab. So this is, you know, if you're willing to take this help, I'm telling you, it's not for us to obligate you to anything other than using it and doing the YouTube. That is worth money to me for you to do that, and we will sit there and watch and pimp the living crap out of your channel, whatever, because you're doing all this work because we're busy. You know, we're getting ready to do this. You do this work, hell, I pay you. You know, freaking, man, woo, how much work and supplies you need to do all the stuff that we're going to do, and then, oh, that doesn't work? Oh, well, you can keep it because then I don't want it. But if it does, you know, this would be awesome. Now, the she goes, there's $352 each. Oh, damn, I remember they're in like under a buck or $1.19. Holy crap. You know, they're $352. Well, you need, I think it was like 80, 75 of these, so 7 times 2, so it would be like $200-$300 in the EMT conduit, but what gets you is the bolts, you know, because they have holes in the end, they all overlap, that's the hub, that's what makes it easy, you don't need a hub, you know, so they bolt together and they're solid. When you crank those things down, man, you're done. Now, so you're looking at under $500 for a 16-foot or whatever, so this is like $1,000, and it's built in less than a day. And then you start covering it. And I'm going, man, if you do this once and you start, you know, doing the shotcrete and everything, you're going, you mean I could have built my cistern in a week? Is that what you're telling me? Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Okay. So, but I really like that rock wall. That is a cool ad. What made you do that?
Going above ground with the cistern, we weren't sure about the pressure at that point. So we thought, one, it would provide extra stability, making sure the walls would be secure when the cistern is full. Then also, it's a way to protect the bags from any sun exposure.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that looks nice. Ultraviolet, man, just beats the crap out of everything, Arizona, man. It's like a laser from the sun. You know, the first thing you guys did was what? The pole barn? And where are your solar panels? Are they up there? Are they separate? Are you going to add to it? The barn was what? You know, tell me what your first projects were.
Well, I think our very first project was just something for our waste. We needed to deal with our waste, so we do humanure composting out here.
You know, which is what? You're just throwing straw on? You're just kind of, you know, mixing it in with the soil and good, I need, you know, garden goody anyway? I mean, you know, so yep, that.
Just a lot of just adding straw and then it just composts down.
Okay, do you have a composting outhouse or is that part of your RV or how does that work?
We just use a basic, all of our information we got from Joe Jenkins' book on humanure composting. And it's just a simple bucket system. When the bucket gets full, we just empty it into the pile, and then for over a year, and then it sits for a year, and then it's ready to use.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, we had chickens, and you know that made for a good compost. You know, that it's a straw, and we mix it in with the dirt, and then wood chips. Man, we were all about this wood chip thing. If you could get some wood chips, you know, the build, you know, that does a lot for the soil. You know, what is it that you're planning on growing? See, a lot of people don't understand. You add water to land alluvial floodplains like you got there. You add water, freaking stuff grows in Arizona, man. Boom! It's all about getting the weeds out. So what kind of growing are you doing?
So we're gonna have a vegetable garden will probably be our next big project. And then we're doing a food forest. So tree crops mixed in with lots of other edible plants. And we want to be growing as much of our food on our property as we can.
So you're into like hugel mounds and stuff like that? You know what that is?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what we were thinking, too. You know, with this rain harvesting, a lot of it, you can only keep so much. You get a downpour, man, you're done. Where does it go? Well, you have wood buried, you know, like a few feet underground, and it just soaks it all up, and it's, you know, for crops and certainly trees, you know. And we, you know, citrus trees, you know, be a dig in it. You're going to get kind of cold up there in the winter. I'm not sure if citrus would work, but there's a lot of fruit-bearing trees that there's a gentleman in Phoenix that does classes every weekend, and all he does is plant little dwarf trees and keeps them down to about 8 feet high so you can, you know, pluck all the fruit. And he has them come in to fruit at different times. Here you pick in late May. Here you pick in early June. Here you pick in mid-June. Here you pick in early July. Here you pick. So you're constantly getting fresh fruit off of these trees. So that, you know, they're decorative, but, you know, you live. My senior editor planted hundreds of trees on his 1 acre lot. Boom! We've been on, man, I got, our, yeah, send them pals Arizona, his food growing article on the our e-zine. Okay, Donna? Yeah, boom! See, we're going to hook you up, man! You know, this is, we're going to have us some fun because they're willing to do the labor.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation. A difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Are you able to hear the commercials? Sometimes it doesn't go through enough.
Just barely. Just
yeah, you know, that's piratewithoutborders.com, man. You got to go check it out. You know, the philosophy, you'll get it. You'll see why we're so supportive. If you go to piratewithoutborders.com, at the top, I would hit on energy and shelter. And then, of course, communications and so on. But, you know, shelter, you know, we're looking at different techniques. You know, like I wouldn't be surprised if you found some of your stuff there. And it's just sharing this. I'd love the help. Well, I'll let you guys go if you don't want to do some more. I can do some other stuff. Or you can stay on. What do you want to do?
I'll probably have to get going.
All right, yeah, get to work, man. I'm sucking up your daylight. You know, yeah, and it's early there. You know, that's one thing. I had to get up 6 to 9. It's 9 to noon Eastern, and I'm like 6 a.m. the morning all the time. Man, that sucked. You know, so I'm like 9. Yee-hoo. Well, we're going to be in touch. Count on us taking care of this, and all we're asking is that you use it. If you'll see some stuff that we can crowdfund, I'll take care of it. We'll get, because there's a lot of us that want to learn a lot of this stuff, and the only problem we have is just the time. We're all, you know, yeah, we want to do what you're doing, and we have a little bit of money, we got some resources, we've built up a lot of capability and that kind of stuff, and some guys are doing it, but if you can make use of it, the payback that we get is the use and the video of you doing it and a little bit of research on Aircrete and, you know, what you need to do that, and maybe we can make that happen, because I tell you, you do this, it'd be such a benefit to us. That's why I want to help. I mean, I like you, but I like me more. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's our incentive for doing this. You in?
Yeah.
All right, boom, done. We'll be in touch, and we might even be able to come visit you very quickly. All right, I'm coming back from the break. Thanks a lot. This was a pleasure.
Thank you
so much. Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Peace.
Call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800, and now, Ernest Hancock.
Oh, that was awesome. All right, Donna, you can kill the feed from them. But the... this is exactly the kind of things that we're doing. This is what we're looking for. These are the people that we're, you know, we want to help. And I know they're overwhelmed. They're going, wow, what the, what? Well, you're afraid to say yes, because they're afraid to say yes. The disadvantage that I think they would get would be the man they get to the attention of. You know, that's the only thing that you would, you know, worry about is that, you know, you're getting attention. You're not allowed to, you know, but they're doing it anyway. You know, here they come. You're freaking not allowed to, you know, be free and stuff. Well, you know, the fact that they brought that up and they're willing to, you know, promote the petition and that this is happening, because we needed to know. I'm like, wow, Coach Heeskin, oh, here they come. Just them telling me that is worth, you know, the benefit of, you know, trying to help them, because by helping them, if they're out on the lead, they're doing that. We have up in Ash Fork in Yavapai County, there's a group up there resisting also, but it's a little different. There, they're, you know, kind of, well, we'll leave you alone if you won't make a big deal and we'll screw you later. You know, I'm going, yeah, I'm not digging that. You got to undo the red line. So I'm looking at, yeah, what I want to do is to make sure that, does that matter? I thought the red line went out. You click it and it won't, whatever. Donna's doing the feed. It doesn't matter. It's not that big a deal. No. Just leave it back. That's fine. She knows more than me. What I'm looking for is to help people help themselves. You know, it's so important to me to be able to just promote these guys. No, just make, put the red line around the black square. Done. There you go. Leave it. Donna's taking care of the video feed. One thing that I'm hoping that we all learn is that there are many people like this. And when they are successful, there's somebody out there, you're being successful. We need to get some of that. And what's their motivation? Do they take an oath to the Constitution? You know, do they leave me alone? They don't care. You know, they wouldn't lie. That'd be wrong. Well, then here comes the special interest. They see there's a contract. There's a bunch of people out there. Once they learn they can do it themselves, they won't need us anymore. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. I've been through this. I got so many stories of having the restaurant, of all of the permitting stuff and who and how and the irrational BS crap and the stupid stuff they'll come up with, some 3x5 card bullet point of the reason we got is because of some lobbyist told us this is what we say. And I tell you, I've seen it happen. Legislators go, what's my justification? You know, where's my 3x5? They literally say that. I go, all right, I'll introduce your bill, you know, but you give me some talking points. You know what? I'm doing this because of the children, you know, because of, you know, something. You got to give me that something, and we got to, you know, hammer it home, wear your mask because you're going to kill my grandma or something. I mean, whatever it is, you know, here it comes. And it's all crap. And it doesn't even matter if the science shows the other way. It doesn't matter if, you know, freedom's the answer, what's the question. It doesn't matter if, you know, we're better off because of leave me alone. It doesn't matter. That's not their goal. They're not about being rational reason. They're about force for their, you know, who benefits. And, oh, yeah, here comes that tax money. Oh, man, I need some of that tax money. You know, you increase the value of the tax money. Because if you put it under roof, they do it with what? Are they coming out? You say, none shall pass. I got 40 acres of you're not allowed to go past here. Kiss my butt. It's fenced in. I got a gate. No trespassing, especially the government man. You got a warrant. You know, they go, satellites. Satellite looks at it and go, it looks like a structure. Looks like a roof. You know, so much under. It's great. You didn't let us go out. And we think you're all dwelling tax at the highest rate of give me money. This is, and it's not going to stop. You know, that was one thing. A friend of mine, I talked about this before. He had land in New Mexico, 800 acres. I mean, you know, he was, you know, I got plenty. And his wife was not in it so much. Yeah, whatever. You know, yeah, okay. It's, you know, and then all of a sudden she got all enthusiastic. Like, Jessica, man, we're going to Lone Prairie, man. We got to take care of business. What's up? And I go, what changed? Why did she goes, it was doing taxes. They had a successful business, and every year it kept getting worse and more, and deductions being eliminated and changing this and that, and it kept being more. And she goes, I realized that it was never, ever, ever going to be enough. That this much and no more. This much and we got enough. That was not going to happen. Once she realized that, you know, it's inevitable, you know, decline into it's theirs now. And you you're being too free, and you're off the grid too much, and you're so a lot of people. Fortunately, in Arizona, solar kicks ass. You know, do the wind thing is cool, but for the cost of it, you could have bought a bunch more solar panels. And you know, the big thing is instead of buying a wind turbine, you buy more batteries. And that's one thing that Bob and I and Derek and Jay and we're all looking at is the battery technology. I saw batteries so cheap just this last weekend. I was like, holy crap! And they were, you know, medical equipment, lithium iron phosphate, the chemistry that we use that was used, but they only had so many cycles in the air-conditioned, you know, hospital. You could get a whole bunch for a low price. I go, let's buy them. Let's bulk buy them. I want them right now. I got the money. Let's do it. Bob is, woohoo! And he goes, well, look at these. These are new, and they're the same price. Prices are plummeting. So I did buy the copper, you know, a lot of wiring and everything. We got that waiting on us. But I didn't get the inverters and the charge control because the technology keeps changing so fast. You know, I really encourage you to go to Will Prose, P-R-O-W-S-E, you know, just, you know, DIY, do-it-yourself solar, you know, DIY solar Will Prose. It'll blow up all over the place. And he evaluates all these different systems and batteries and build your own. Now, you can buy them, you know, fully. You can get all the automatic or whatever, but for like half the price and, you know, a day's worth of work, you can build it yourself. I mean, you know, I'm going, man, this is cool. So I'm going to take the gamble. I'm going to wait the year before we get batteries and, you know, the hardware to it. But, you know, solar panels, I don't know if they're going to get any freaking cheaper. I mean, damn, especially they coming from China, you know, so you can buy them by the pallet. So Bob's son, you know, he's a, you know, making money kind of guy, got a full-time job of, and he had a couple of big fifth wheel RVs that he was making money. He paid them off. You know, his first one off, he's going, man, I'll get some more of these, you know, renting them out. Well, you know, he'd get more if he had solar on it. You need solar and the power of solar, and he put it on there, and then, you know, everybody kept asking. He put up a Facebook, okay, we can, you know, put solar on your RV. Boom! The phone starts ringing. Well, after the fourth time in 1 week, he goes to the solar supply place. They go, hey, dummy, you need to be buying more in bulk. You can be buying this much. You need to buy a pallet. We got you save a bunch of money. You know, and he's like, okay. So we started looking at different places. There's a place called sunelect.com, SUNELEC.com, I think it is. Sun Electric, you know, or electronic or whatever it is. Sun Elect is a will call place in Arizona. You go buy them by the pallet for like 25 cents a watt. I remember when they were $8 a watt. You know, this is, you know, I think the man is desperate. I think they see all the star systems leaking between their fist, the fingers of their fist, and what's going to happen. I don't know, but I'm going to help. No.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Hello. We're back. I got a lot to talk about and say, and you can't take a looky-see at the news. Here I do the news, because you want to see the news. And it goes right into what we've been talking about today. Well, let's start up at the top. Here we go. Hybrid solar converter harvests both sunlight and heat at 85% efficiency. Engineers have developed a new type of hybrid solar energy converter, which uses energy from the sun to create both electricity and steam. And I'm going, well, where would that be useful? Let me think. Arizona! Woohoo! We're going to see. I'm just like, man, I'll have the, you know, architect plans of everything all done and I get in play. That's one thing that I'm going to be doing classes on. When we get, you know, on the road and we get our, you know, time done where I'm not, you know, like plowing all the time, you know, because I, you know, it's the exchange that we do with a lot of the places that we're saying you got to be an ad. You know, you come in, Donna and I, mean, we kick ass. We come in and plow and work and do and what we don't need to, you know, other than, you know, it's just a fair exchange for the help that we get from these guys. And we're like parked on their place and are helping with, you know, seals of this and bearing of that and, you know, electronic of whatever the hell. We get on the road. We're doing all our activism stuff. That'll take up some time, but we'll have more time. You know, Luke has been helping out. We ordered all kinds of different selfie stick and video this, and that's a drone. I keep saying I'm going to. he was going to help me. We're going to sit there and do that today before we leave. And because I needed an easy, convenient drive. We got some here, but they're just not as convenient, or, you know, and they're not large enough to take any kind of breeze. I mean, in Arizona, when does it ever blow? You know, not that often, but when it does, it does. And I need something robust enough that, and, you know, with some programs and stuff and circle around, and hey, this is where we are, and yada, yada, yada. So we're, you know, getting all this stuff done. But once I get some extra time, you know, when's that ever happened? But I get some extra time, I'm learning CAD, man. I'm learning architecture of Blender, of doing kind of SketchUp or something, you know, that we can start to design. And then you get, you know, like you say, prevailing winds, orientation of the sun, you know, different techniques and stuff you want to put in and plan and how you're going to whatever. If you do earth bag, you know, sometimes you need like a you know, PVC going through it, a hole, you know, a conduit or something. I mean, there's all kinds of... I tell you, I've been spending a lot of my time, instead of watching Marvel movies, you know, been watching a lot of these home building things. And a lot of it is just, you know, machining and so on. A lot of the guys, you know, I've been talking to, they're interested. They always wanted to have a lathe or a small mill to do a lot of those. You know, like one of the guys here, he's like, man, I'm getting me a mill. You know, it's a little bitty desktop, but kind of, man, I'm going to make me a little part if I need something. But the big thing is the CAD. It's being able to design it. You need measurements. You got to get exact tolerances. Yada yada. Being able to make it, you know, having the machine don't mean nothing. You got to know how to do the machine. Now, fortunately, the Ghost Gunner, you know, was a milling process. You make your AR lower, or, you know, whatever other gun you're working on. But it came with the program already done. And you could download it from the internet. And you, but what if you wanted to do something custom? I guess you could change it, but you got to know how to do it. I don't know how to do that. I know I can know how, you know, like Derek and Jay, you know, read the freaking instructions. They could do, the, you know, if you knew how to read a schematic on your bus thing, it tells you whether it's this relay for the $1.90. Oh, yeah, that's right. Make a note, Donna. I need to order a 12-volt relay. You know, write that down so I keep forgetting. You know, the we need to, you know, you need to order this, and it says right here in the schematic of, you know, your dummy. You can read, right? And I'm going, yeah, God, man, how much I got? I got all this electronic coming. Damn it. I need somebody, damn it, you know. So when we get on the road, what am I doing? I'm going to school. I'm going to internet school. I'm going to learn a bunch of stuff. Man, woohoo! I'm going to come out of this, be able to have it all designed and plan. Because most of it is the plan. The actual labor and work, there's different machines that can help you. Hell no, am I, you know, filling 5 billion earth bags, you know, with coffee can dirt. I see people do this all the time. I go, that is definitely could be a lot more automated. I sit here and watch Deadliest Catch, you know, and that is dangerous stuff as they're doing crabbing in these big. But I go, you know, I could see a whole bunch of machine, you know, automated robot kind of make it a lot safer. And if I'm thinking of it, it's going to happen because I'm like, damn, there's somebody watching. Go, there's an improvement on that. So I'm excited. The future's going to be awesome. You know, it is awesome already. We live in the technological ability of actuating, of I got a program of Arduino Raspberry Pi that makes it go and feed the chicken robot, does own weeding and pluck out and get damn done. You know, but you got to... I'll learn how to do it, man. I'm all over it. I got this year to do it. I got to learn something. One thing, CAD. I got to be able to design stuff. Now, Bob does, you know, a good example. There's a, on the molding here, it's about 2.5-3 inches long. It's a little, you just can't get them anymore. It's just part of the molding. It's a trim piece that just makes it look better, and it's just not available. So I had one that was kind of all worn and everything. I gave it to Bob. The next day, he 3D printed it. I don't know, a couple of days, it was done. He designed it. He did put it in there, put it on 3D printer. Boom. How many of these you need? I'm like, are you kidding? You could have a business. Those have been, people need those all over these buses. Kind of, they don't got me. Woo-hoo. I need to learn to find myself on how to do that. So that's my number one thing, to be able to design these stuff with specifications and, you know, and orientation of the sun. You can build it, put it up on there, have, you know, the program show where the shadows are going to be, how, you know, big your eave, your overhang is on your windows, on your patio, and the shape of the, where the panels go. I mean, done it, then you just build it, just, especially if you got, you know, shotcrete shooting aircrete with, you know, graphene in it of, you know, whip ass, and then what happens? You got your permit that says you don't need a permit. We're taking that permit away. You know, the opt-out is gone. You know that permit we had that you don't need a permit? You know, we took away that permit. I was just like, wow. Wow, wow, wow. You can even see in the on the live stream, you have the covers, the easing covers. This is from our magazine, these covers, all the stuff depicted. You know, the theme of the each edition was either, you know, energy or growing or, you know, self-sustaining. And, you know, you see some, you know, domes there and aquaponics and airships. And we've been doing this for years. We're looking at, you know, the life that you lead in doing. You're like, you know, here's one of the aqua dome is freaking part of your live pantry. You know, you're making your own carbon nanotubes. I'm like, I've been on this for building up to now. You know, this is why, you know, Green Gene Project was of such interest to me. You know, here are people doing it, and they don't even know about a lot of these techniques. They just went head down, plow. We're just going to plow through. The kind of going, there are some easier ways to do this, as they're doing, because we did that troweling thing, or Adam did. You know, it's one trowel at a time on a dome with some mesh. I'm like, oh, are you kidding me? That is, oh, hell no. You know, and I go, that is some manual labor there. Well, we can cut that down. And with this hybrid solar converters, with sunlight, heat, and photons, you get 85% efficiency. When you get 85% efficiency on anything, you know, that's amazing. You know, they're talking about, you know, this is something that we've been seeing a lot. Leaner, greener, expanding concrete pre-stresses itself as it forms. They're taking rebar or meshes or whatever, they stretch it. The metal, they just kind of stretch it, then pour the concrete, and then take the stress out. The turnbuckles they cut or they do whatever, and then boom, it brings it in tight and makes it way stronger. Okay, there's, you know, there's opportunities there. But this is what you're up against. This is from Zero Hedge. Housing starts permits disappoint amid tumbling demand for city living. Well, why do you think they want to get control out in the rural areas of, you know, oh, hell no. You guys want to live? You need us. You need us. You got to get us. You know, well, what happens when you have population decline? What happens when, you know, all the older people dying or getting killed off with COVID or whatever? You know, all these millennials are going to be living in McMansions that they, you know, inherited, they're given, get that, you know, discount rock bottom price of. You know, they're going to have to milk you for something. Where's it going to come from? Taxes! Property tax, taxes, because they can. You know, I mean, so it's a battle. You know, but the future is abundance. So much abundance. We're going to have abundance of food, abundance of communication, abundance of, you know, high standard of abundance. Abundance. And you build your own place, and you push a button, get a robot to do it. Then what? Oh, the man.
Rhodes? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
We don't need no stinking roads. Okay, here's some of the stories on, you know, I want to look at later because I need to look at them. One of the things is now you can't even criticize electric cars on YouTube without getting banned. This is what happened, Rich Electric or something. It's a guy that had bought now what was unique is he's a black man that has, you know, big on Tesla, and he, you know, got a lot of attention because what he did is he goes in, he says, I'm gonna buy a Tesla beat up piece of crap flooded out and whatever, wrecked, and, you know, and kind of fix it. And he just started, kept doing it and doing it, and Tesla service sucks, so, you know, getting anything fixed or waiting on parts or something. So he would do it himself, and he would source from wrecked cars and all that kind of stuff. Really popular. He did a video, you know, why I'm selling my Tesla and getting a gas car. Well, you know, he had some gas cars, and he had some more electrics and whatever, and it's probably just a headline to get attention because he had this old Tesla from 12 that, you know, he wanted to get another car, and he'd probably get it with that the way he did it. I didn't even see it because, you know, they banned it. All of a sudden, here comes all the woke whatever Tesla people, and you would think he'd get a little bit of protection, you know, because he's a black man, you know, but nope. You know, all that goes out the window when you're against electric. You know, so what they did, they downvoted it and this and that and everything and banned. because he had so many dislikes that got banned, the tens of people banned. If you go against the stream and freaking just about anything, you know, I'm going, what the heck? You know, here it is. What does it say? Rich Benoit. Yeah, Rich Benoit. B-E-N-O-I-T, how you say it, Benoit, made quite the name for himself in the electric vehicle community after getting into the business of refurbishing older models, including a 2013 Tesla S P85. EV enthusiasts everywhere were enthralled by his work, which led him to him garnering more than 700,000 subscribers and 80 million video views. But things quickly went south when Benoit launched a recent project called Why I'm Selling My Tesla and Going Back to Gas. Benoit announced that he was abandoning a project he had recently started on a Tesla and is now planning to go exclusively back to gas. The video is going to be a little bit different, he stated at its opening. In this episode, I'm going to be rebuilding a Tesla Model S. It's going to be from start to finish in one episode while I talk over the reasons why I'm switching back to gas. Kind of ironic, isn't it? Tesla fans were not impressed by this announcement and apparently flagged the video, resulting in it being pulled from the platform just a few after just a few hours. According to YouTube, Benoit had violated its community guidelines with its video. What community guidelines? That you can't switch from electric to gas? What? The Tesla fanboys formed like Voltron and ganged up to flag my video for removal on YouTube, Benoit tweeted to his followers after learning the news. Now, did he abandon all, you know, electric? Probably not. Whatever. He's going to go to gas for something. I don't know what was he doing. You know, this is, and I don't even really care. You know, while it was previously believed that YouTube only censored political content deemed inappropriate, we can now see that YouTube is also censoring all sorts of other content, including different opinions on the alleged benefits of EVs. Not everyone likes EVs, and not everyone believes that they are really as environmentally friendly as claimed. And it used to be that holding different opinions on this was acceptable, but no longer, thanks to overreaching control arm of big tech. Now, is he exclusively abandoning the app? Maybe. He got a better deal. I don't even care why. It's autonomy. You know, if I'm out in the Lone Prairie and not in the middle and my vehicles are always charged because I don't drive that much and I got solar, that's good enough for me, man. That's my big motivation. But I'm just like, hell no. Or if they put a good diesel in the Cybertruck, I might be interested. But stainless steel and rust. And there's so many. You got an opinion you're not allowed to have because they. Wow. See, we're going into la la land, man. This is amazing. You know this. Tim Pool. Kind of from the left, but he's kind of. He talks about Trump a lot because it's just the left is going stupid. Trump's new executive order has flipped the tables on China. The U.S. may have the upper hand again. Oh, my God. Manufacturing in the United States. I've been seeing this my whole adult life. This just shipping to them. And our supply chain is what? What happens when China's out? What happens if Amazon goes down? Second wave panic buying is here. Josh Segerson, World Alternative Media, man. These are the kind of guys putting this stuff up. You're going to be banned. Fear is leading to another supply chain breakdown. They're going to do it again. Everybody goes, yeah, I got it. Where's my toilet paper? But a lot of people, I'm growing. I ain't worrying about it. I got enough potatoes. Here we go. Here we go. The media is lying to you about Twitter's hack. And it was Luke Radowski, did this from here. He's got, what really happened? I don't know. But what did they expose as vulnerable? I definitely did that. So, what's going to happen? They'll just go right back to Twitter. I don't care. Whatever. Canada's first mask murder. Not mass murder. Mask murder. The bottom line of this story is there's some older guy, 73 years old. He goes in the store in Canada there, and he's like, it's a Family Dollar store, and he said, no, you got to wear a mask. No, I don't. Yeah, you do. No, I don't. Police were called. Well, he left. He went home. Police followed him and shot him. Why? What did he do? Well, he come out, 73-year-old guy, he was yelling, and you followed him home. He left the store, and then you killed him. Well, it's a mass murder, or at least a mass death. You know, we'll find out more. But how much do I got to dig into this stuff? I don't. If you want to know, it's on Freedom's Phoenix. Now, here, the CDC will no longer control coronavirus data. Hospitals to report directly to Washington. This is a Trump thing. He's going, can't trust you guys. Now, what I thought was funny about this, I love these graphics. You know, who put this up? Was this a Donna? Yeah, Donna did it. Donna, that is awesome. You know, Donna, are you online? No, you're not. She's out, busy getting packing. But the I wonder where she got this graphic. And it's a graphic of the Breakfast Club. And I remember when they were in detention, and the teacher goes, oh, you want to be cool? He goes, yeah, maybe. He goes, well, you just got another week of detention. Well, oh, yeah, well, fine. Oh, another week. Another week. It was it's a popular scene of another week. I'm an authoritarian. You got another week. Well, that same scene, it has that teacher, faculty that was watching them on Saturday. They're in detention at school, whatever. And keep complaining about the quarantine. You just bought yourself another month. You want to keep going, pal? I can do this all 2020. The same attitude, the same mindset. You want to complain? You get another month. You guys went to the beach? Another month. You guys are going to, you want to flatten the curve? Yeah, another month. I can do this forever. Yes, you can. You just keep saying it, and I'll keep ignoring it. But what do? Order Amazon. Amazon's convenient, man. I'm guilty. A little eBay here, a little bit there, a little bit. What happened with, God, what was eBay? What did they do? I think they bought up PayPal. And they did, yeah, they're all those. What am I going to do? Alibaba? What was his name? The head of Alibaba, gazillionaire, he stepped down. You're not in charge. Chinese Communist Party is. You're not allowed to be a gazelle. You better get out of the way, boy. This is how it works. Until it doesn't. Or when doesn't it? They're going to be tracking down your barter system. They're going to come out. You traded value for value, and you kind of bartered and did in crypto, a precious metal. You're so freaking not allowed, and you got food. You grew food, and you let somebody else that doesn't live on your property eat it for a massage? Well, you're going to jail, son, bitch. You did it wrong. God, you think this stuff's not coming? Of course it is. Of course. You just have to avoid, ignore, and bite me. Create your own stuff. Trade in your own groups. Get to know your family again. Oh, my God. Teach your kids. Get them pulled out. I'm telling you, this fall, it is going to be Marxist indoctrination big time. Everywhere. They have them all infiltrated in every level of government, of bureaucracy, all these counties. It's county level. This stuff is county. County or political subdivisions of the state to enforce it. Blah, 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 blah. They got their own highest law enforcement, the most power of anybody is the elected sheriff in the county. They have to go after the county. It's county building codes, county permits, county health, county. They're doing the state legislature, I'm sure, and the local little municipality of. But what happens when you're out of a town? You're out in the middle. It's a county thing. Watch.